Q94, the Mountain of Rock. Time now for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
Good, Gary. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning?
Fantastic. And, you know, there's a little bit of rain in the area again.
Yeah, it's not raining at the moment, but we're supposed to get enough to water the plants.
Yeah, there you go. Just enough where you're going to have to mow your yard again.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what that is. Well, here we are. It's Thursday, and the fishing report. How's the fishing on Lake Norfolk?
The fishing has been really good. Most of the species are either spawning or getting ready to spawn or have spawned already. You know, there's that time of year, they're going to be going to banks and doing their thing. And sometimes it slows down for a few days. Sometimes the lake level rises enough to where it disrupts them. Sometimes the weather, the lake will cool, and that'll disrupt them. So it's back and forth, but it's been, up till yesterday, it's been really good. It slowed a little bit yesterday from some of the guys told me.
Now, the crappie, though, what are they catching them on, and is that still pretty strong?
Crappie bite's still pretty strong. Live bait seems one of the best ways to go on the crappie. There's a few colors, the Bobby Garland, the hot ticket is this hot cricket color from Tater Baits. The bait's called a small fry. It's about 2.5-inch minnow, and that's been just on fire lately, that one particular color. Yeah, so it's been good. And most of the crappie, the guys told me, are on the bank, just off the bank, 5 to 8 feet of water, and they've been doing very well. Catching limits are very close to it every single day.
And what about the stripers and hybrids and white bass?
They're on the move. I'm going to take a guess at that top water bite on the stripers and hybrids. It's just right around the corner. That water temperature is hovering right around 60 degrees, give or take either side of that, you know. So it's time. It's time for that topwater bite. Even had some people tell me they were catching bass on a floating worm. So here we go.
Yeah. And the Kentucky smallmouth, largemouth, that bite still doing pretty good?
That bite is still doing pretty good. Like I said, it slowed a little bit the last couple of days, but guys have been using everything from spinnerbait to the worms to gitsits. So it's everything's still on. And then it's time to start putting trout lines out and limb lines and jugs and stuff and go after that catfish too.
Right on. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop in if you're in the area, and we'll talk about it, show you what baits have been working and stuff. And that, of course, our Facebook page. Take a look at that. I try to keep pictures up there and let people know what's going on and share what other people share with me. And, of course, our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate it, and we'll talk with you next week, okay?
Stay dry.
Right on. See you, buddy.
See ya.